Hello, and welcome back, fellow Lickens, to the Random Walking Podcast. I'm your host, Bujang, joined as always by In The Raw, Madison. How are you doing
today? What? What does that even mean?
In The Raw.
I hate that.
Unfiltered, unadulterated. You tell it like it is. You're like a stevia.
A what? We're already starting with all of these words that I don't know.
You know, stevia in the raw, the sweetener.
That's stevia.
Stevia? Is it not stevia?
Look it up.
It is stevia. Why do I think it is? Okay, hear me out.
I mean, it's spelled the way it's spelled. It could be either.
Hear me out. On foreign packages, it looks like it's stevia.
Oh, you thought it had an E before it?
Yeah, it does. If I buy it in India. Maybe stevia is the brand of stevia.
No, stevia in the raw, which is what you started out saying, is the brand. And it does not have an E in front of it at all. Like, there's literally nothing even in front of the S that you could mistake for an E.
If you Google stevia, though.
Yes, it's a word in Spanish. Like,
yeah. Well, no, it's like, there's like boxes of stevia, but it's called stevia because in other
languages. Stevia, because that's how they say it.
Yeah.
Just but like, you didn't know that before tonight.
I, and I feel like this is erasure of my culture.
I wish the listeners could hear my eye roll right now.
I'll add in the sound effect.
Thank you.
So you're doing well?
I was, until you just ruined my night about stevia.
Stevia, please. Our goal here is to read every Wikipedia article ever written, and to do so, we're going to go through them one by one, clicking that random article button. Let's get into it. But before we get into it, as we promised you last week, we're going to start out talking about Monsieur Eddie Gray. Edward Earl Gray, who performed as Monsieur Eddie Gray.
Oh, I remember this one.
An English stage comedian. He appeared in music halls as a solo act and also as a member of the Crazy Gang. He was an apprenticed juggler at the age of 9, and then he became technically proficient straight juggler. And then he gradually introduced a wry humor act into his act.
Are you having trouble reading tonight?
I am. Well, I'm trying to, like, paraphrase, but I don't understand how these words fit together.
Okay. So he was a funny guy.
He was a fun-loving man. His picture is he's got a big curly mustache and big round eyeglasses and a top hat, and he's got his face resting on his fists in like an aw shucks pose.
Doesn't it look like he has tiny hands?
Those look like average size hands. Maybe I have tiny hands. Maybe those are someone else's hands.
I could see that.
Another member of the Crazy Gang. So he was just a comedian in the early 1900s.
So
he was probably racist, right?
What? Why?
If you're a comedian in like the like early 1900s, that was probably some of his bits, right?
Oh, like, yeah, maybe.
I mean, I guess we'll see.
He was also like British, right? Were British people racist back then? Your face says absolutely yes.
It was only the early 1900s. What's a little bit of colonizing Africa, you know?
I mean, just because they colonized Africa doesn't mean they made fun of them while they did it.
They did it with respect. So yeah, he was a juggler in London during the Great Depression.
Oh, that's depressing.
Well, I guess, did the Great Depression reach London? Or was that just an exclusively American thing?
It is too early for you to be asking me these historical questions.
Right, it's too early.
I have no idea.
Wait till later, then I'll ask again.
Thank you. I'll at least pretend that I have an idea then.
So he was a child performer. As a child, he toured Europe juggling.
Like Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, also famous juggler.
Not a juggler. He was a child performer.
Oh, okay. And then he joined his friend Jimmy Nervo and another guy, Teddy Knox, in 1919. And they went around touring.
This is fun. This is fun for him. He did what he loved to do.
And then in 1931, he joined the Crazy Gang, which doesn't sound all that crazy. Had a Cockney French.
How?
I don't know.
Like?
I think he just made fun of French people.
Oh. Someone, the humorist Paul Jennings, called him the funniest man in the world. That's big.
That's big. And it was because of his funny making fun of the French bit, which you can read here if you would so, like.
That was racist, right?
Are you not going to do it?
Oh, you want me to read French?
I want you to do the bit.
Absolutely not. I don't get paid enough for that.
So I think the costume with the looped mustache and the glasses is supposed to be making fun of the French. And also his name being Monsieur, something that we left out is, you know, Monsieur, like in French, is like M-O-N-S-E-I-U.
Oof.
However, but this is like sewer, like where the poo goes.
Monsieur.
Yeah.
This is the first article that we have teased in a previous episode that I actually remembered teasing this time because of
Monsieur. Which is surprising because it's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah. And we've done a lot of episodes, but this is the very, like, every single time I'm like, I have no recollection of this.
But you really remember this one.
I really did. I think I wanted to do it last time.
He never retired. He just kept making fun of the French until the day he died.
Oh, good for him. 71, that's pretty good for being born in, what, 1898?
Yeah, I mean, he survived the world wars, both of them.
It's badass.
The Crazy Gang did have to break up during the Second World War, though. But then afterwards, they got back together. Okay, should we move on? Let's talk about...
Oh, I love push presents.
Push presents.
I gave my best friend a push present.
I don't know what this is.
A push present, also called a push gift, is a present a partner or family gives to the mother to mark the occasion of her giving birth to their child.
Hmm.
So, it says right here, in practice, the present may be given before or after the birth or even in the delivery room.
Also not during.
One time I watched some YouTuber's delivery story or whatever, where she literally vlogged her whole entire labor and delivery, which was bizarre to me.
Selfie style?
I think her husband was filming it.
So could you see all the...
No, because I don't think you can have that on YouTube. So it,
I mean,
like,
if it's for educational purposes.
But I don't think it was. This is entertainment. She was like an influencer. So she goes in and they like get situated and her husband's like, okay, here you go. And she like opens her gift and is like, oh, it's so beautiful. Things fit. And I was just like, this is so weird.
Like as she's pushing.
No. I don't feel like you're very familiar with like labor and delivery at all. Cause like there's a long time before you're actually pushing.
But this is called a push present.
Right, but you get it before
you have to push. I feel like
you
shouldn't be able to get it until you're pushing. It's right there in the name. That should be like a pre-push present.
I would hate to be Emma.
I mean, it only makes sense.
I have it, but you cannot have it yet.
Wait, so does the father...
The partner?
The partner have to give a present?
No, you don't have to. It's just like some people do it.
Is the sperm not the present?
No, that caused the problem, actually.
Right. So this is like a, I'm sorry this is happening to you present.
Exactly. It's a, I'm sorry that there's nothing I can do to help you right now. I'm sorry that I caused this, and
Who's supposed to give this present?
So it's usually like the partner, the person who caused the issue. But
okay,
as it says here, or family. I've given it to a friend before, but I like wrote a funny note. I was like, I know it's supposed to be the baby daddy, but here we are.
I see. What was the present?
It was a Tiffany bracelet.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's no conclusive evidence that the present was invented by the jewelry industry to sell more goods. But it was. I'd never heard of this.
You have no children. Like, why would you have?
You have no children. You've heard of this.
I'm a woman.
Okay. I'm going to ask every woman I know. You're going to get a consensus.
It is a more recent thing, though. So I feel like you'd have to ask, like 40 and under.
So there's the baby shower presents. And then there's also a push present.
Baby shower gifts are for the baby, usually.
I see. Okay.
Like, so it's always, like, clothes or whatever. Like a diaper genie.
Okay. So this is a gift for the person pushing that baby out.
Nothing to do with the baby. Here's something pretty for you to wear while you have, like, the worst day of your life.
Fascinating.
I'm going to expect one.
Okay, so you did mention that it was recent, but this seems to go back further, maybe 20 years. 2004 survey.
That sounds about right.
30,000 respondents found that roughly 40% of new mothers received a push present. And 55% of pregnant mothers wanted one.
Ooh, so like 15% wanted one and didn't get one. That made it even worse.
Though fewer thought it was actually expected.
About 40% of both groups said the baby itself was already a present.
Ugh, boo.
And did not wish an additional reward.
Okay, I'm not on board with push presents, but saying the baby itself is a push present is... Ugh.
I mean, it is, I guess.
I mean, maybe I'm on board with push presents. I don't know. It just seems so we have to give presents for everything.
Yeah, the thing is, like, we don't give presents here. Like, we don't even give each other.
In this household, we don't present.
We, like, really don't give each other Christmas gifts, birthday gifts. Like, we'll do things for each other, but there's not a whole lot of, like, it's gifts.
It's weird when you share money because, like...
Right. Like, I just bought myself that. And it's, like, we just try not to be, like, consumeristic, I guess. And just, like, buying stuff to buy stuff.
Right. So, apparently, popularity has been attributed to celebrities. So, probably someone rich started it. And then, you know, trickled down.
That's annoying.
Examples include a 10-carat diamond ring given to celebrity stylist Rachel Zoe by her husband.
10-carat?
Is that a lot of carats?
Mine is like 1.19.
I take it 10's a lot then.
10 times. Have you seen my ring? 10 times that.
You got a nice ring, you know?
10 times.
10 times. Well, in what does caratness mean?
I don't know. Okay. It's like the size of it.
Is it the size?
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey got a diamond and sapphire necklace from Nick Cannon. No excitement
there. Not impressed.
Well, this trend has generated backlash, as some couples dislike the implicit materialism of push presents.
Yep.
And would prefer increased help in chores or baby care.
It's not help. It is not help when...
To raise your child.
The partner does something to help raise... Not help.
Well,
it's them doing their part.
Right. It's just them raising their child.
They're not helping the mother. They're just doing their part. I hate this. Edit this article.
I don't know if I can. I don't. As someone without a child, I don't know if I can edit this article. Diamonds are apparently the most popular gift in the form of an eternity ring, $600 to $1,700. Also tablet computers, charm bracelets, designer watches, handbags.
Doesn't it seem like really shallow to be like, look, we are bringing a life into the world, and to celebrate, I'm going to buy you jewelry. That seems just like if you're sitting there about to have a baby, it seems like you would be like, I don't want that. Right now, that means nothing to me.
Yeah,
Like, that's not what is going to get you excited when you're having a baby. Like,
when you're in the middle of pushing it out.
No, you're not. Okay.
You probably want some ice chips or something.
Oh my God.
That's a good push present.
We need to move on before I murder
Maybe
you.
Epidural. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you weren't sure about that word, were you?
I wasn't sure if it was epidural or epidural.
Epidural. That's what it is. That's what you should ask for.
Let's talk about Boa Constrictor, the song.
The song. Not to be confused with the snake.
Not to be confused with the snake. It's a song written by Shel Silverstein.
Oh, we love him, but we did an article on him and we didn't love him anymore, right?
I don't think so.
I do.
Not on this podcast.
We will visit his Wikipedia page in a minute.
Okay. So this is a song originally featured on his 1962 album, Inside Folk Songs. There's a Johnny Cash version. Seems like him and Johnny Cash kind of were buddies, because they kind of did this a lot.
Or at least more than once. We definitely talked about Shel Silverstein a lot.
Is it just because that I personally like Shel Silverstein, and you and I have talked about him?
No, we have talked about him, and we went on YouTube and listen to some stuff, and there's something weird about him.
He's a weird looking dude.
No. Let me investigate.
Johnny Cash did multiple songs written by Shel Silverstein.
Oh, A Boy Named Sue. That was a good one.
That's the most, yeah, that's like probably the most popular one. There's this one, apparently, Boa Constrictor. Also, 25 Minutes to Go. An earlier recording. Apparently, also famously, this song, Boa Constrictor, was covered by the folk trio Peter, Paul, and Mary.
There's something about him.
I mean, some of his songs were... So Shel Silverstein also had his own, like, jazz band that he performed with. I think it was called Shel Silverstein and the Red Onions. Some of the songs, like, don't hold up that much because they're a little, you know...
This was it.
Their time.
I found it.
Okay.
He never married, and according to the 2007 biography, A Boy Named Shel slept with, quote, hundreds, perhaps thousands of women. He was also a frequent presence at Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion and Playboy Clubs.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I remember this now.
Yeah, he met a woman from Sausalito at the Playboy Mansion. They had a daughter. The woman died one day before the daughter's fifth birthday, and the daughter went to live with her uncle and aunt in Maryland.
Hmm. I do remember him being like a Playboy frequent.
Yeah. I hate that. That left a bad taste in my mouth.
Writing children's poetry and being a Playboy.
Weird.
Very strange.
I mean, he was a strange looking dude, too.
He was a strange looking dude. Very creative, though.
Sure.
Funny guy.
Sure. Did you listen to Boa Constrictor?
No, I haven't. I guess we should listen to it, right?
Are we going to listen to the Johnny Cash version? Or...
the Peter, Paul, Mary version?
No, I thought Shel Silverstein actually released one, too.
Did he? I don't think he did. I think it was just...
What's Inside Folk Songs, then?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
We have to listen to his first.
Okay. We'll go through all three and give you a definitive ranking.
Being eaten by a boa constrictor. A boa constrictor. A boa constrictor.
Okay, I'm done listening to the Shel Silverstein version. A boa
constrictor. Okay, now we're going to do Johnny Cash.
I'm getting swallowed by boa constrictor. By boa constrictor. By boa constrictor.
Constrictored.
I'm getting swallowed.
Why does he keep saying it?
By boa constrictor.
I like him.
And I don't like snakes one bit. What do you know? He swallowed my toe.
He swallowed my toe.
Oh, he's saying swallowed. Gee.
I love him.
He's up to my knee.
He's up to my knee.
Oh my.
Oh my.
He's up to my thigh.
He's up to my thigh.
Are you watching the YouTube video where they're putting pictures of each
he's
body
up
part?
My tummy.
Oh, this is really weird.
He's up to my middle. Oh glum. He's mashing my lungs.
I can't stand this one either. Alright, I'm going Peter Paul Mayer.
I'm being swallowed by a boa constrictor. I'm being swallowed.
Why did all these people do this?
By a boa constrictor.
No, this is so strange.
I'm being swallowed by a boa constrictor. And I don't like it very much.
They're writing kids songs.
Oh no, oh no. He swallowed my
this tongue. One's the most terrible one.
Oh gee.
It'd be like Machine Gun Kelly doing, like, a kid's song in the middle of his album, right? That's, like, weird.
I would be down with that.
Okay, so...
this is terrifying. This is, like, nightmares.
So, I guess, like, in the 60s, you just release some kid's songs, too. Because that's just a thing you do. Because you want to release songs for the whole family. Because, like, vinyls back then were, like... vinyls were movies. You didn't have TV. You would buy, like, an LP. You'd buy a vinyl with, like, comedy performances and stuff. And then the whole family would gather around and we'd listen to Johnny Cash... sing some songs and tell some funny stories, and we'd all stare at each other while it happened.
Do you think that A Boy Named Sue was a kid song?
Probably, right?
I mean, I know the lyrics are like simple and kind of like children, but like I'm pretty sure it was like a top song.
I mean, it was written by Shel Silverstein, and you know, seems like he was a bit of a simpleton. He knew what sold, you know?
But here's Johnny Cash performing A Boy Named Sue at San Quentin. Like, two adults.
Sure.
It was a good song.
It's a good song. I mean, it was a different time, I guess. I mean, there's songs today that are...
these prisoners, you should watch this. They're, like, cracking up at this song, that it's so hilarious.
I mean, how could there be a boy named Sue? That's insane.
These prisoners are very handsome.
I think everyone was just more handsome back then because they weren't eating so
except
much
for Johnny Cash.
They weren't eating so much processed food. Yeah, so the song Boa Constrictor is just a song about a guy getting eaten by a boa constrictor, and it's like, oh me, he's eaten my knee.
Yeah, and it's like anxiety, because then he's like, oh no, he's eating my neck, oh no, and it's like, it gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, he's like, oh shit, this sucks, he's eating my guts. yeah. I could be Shel Silverstein, you know?
You could.
Just go hang out at the Playboy Mansion, write a couple of ABAB rhymes, and there you go.
Have a few illegitimate children. Easy.
Just one. And don't even give a push gift. He was like, oh, you want a push gift? Here's this poem.
Yeah.
He's like,
read it to the kid when I'm not around.
Oh me, oh my, you're having a child. Please don't die. There you go. There's your gift.
Damn.
Well, this has been fun and educational, right? We learned something.
I learned a lot.
We've learned a lot. And what more could you want from our podcast? Right.
Right.
Right. Well, join us next week when we're going to start out talking about I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu. It's a 2019 American rape and horror film.